This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Shaletta is here. Shaletta, remember when you used to come in studio? Do you remember those days when you come in more often than not, like 10 minutes late, and you'd be talking to people? Remember those days?
No, I can't say that I do, Chad. Mm-hmm. It's not ringing a bell. It's not ringing a bell at all.
Doesn't surprise me. Okay, let's talk about some awful behavior and where is the line about how far we go in crushing this individual. So you probably saw this. A video has been popping up the last couple days of this horrible incident at a playground in Rochester. The video shows a mother, and race matters in this case, who is white, who is using the N-word repeatedly in reference towards a black child at the park. The man recording the video asks the woman, is white, if she used the N-word, referring to the child. Again, five-year-old child. And challenges her to say it again, which responds, she says it over and over again. She claims the child was digging through my blank and took something belonging to a child. When the man says, and for that you call him an N-word, she says, yes, if he acts like one, he's going to be called one. Okay? Now, some people on social media are saying that the five-year-old child is autistic. I don't know if anybody's proven that yet. So what's happened is this has gone viral. Her name is Shiloh Hendricks. She claims that her Social Security number, home address, phone number, and a place she works all have been leaked to the public. So a GoFundMe has been set up to help her out.
Ooh, those golden tears.
The fundraising goal was set up for $250,000 because there are reports that she's already lost her job.
And she should.
The video has received millions of views. As of earlier today, I think it was close to 9 million. The Rochester branch of the NAACP called on Rochester Police Department and Olmsted County Attorney's Office to investigate the incident and filed necessary charges. Okay, let me go first, and then you chime in. It is grotesque. It is indefensible. First of all, for any white person to use the term is indefensible to begin with. Okay, let's just start with that as the base. Then to direct it at a five-year-old child, and if this child has some learning disabilities, which would add to it, but even if the child does not, five-year-old kids can do foolish things. They can make mistakes. This wasn't a 25-year-old, a 45-year-old, or like a 90-year-old like you taking something from someone. It is a kid. And so what you think to do is then call this kid of color the N-word over and over again. That is awful. So I have no sympathy, but here's where I wonder. How far do we then go in borderline destroying someone's life when they're judged at their absolute worst? Because I hope this is their worst. I don't know that. But where is our line in this when I find it horrifying that someone would say this and don't want to embrace her in any way? But is this what we're going to do in society? Because this is what we're doing in society. When somebody really screws up, and a lot of times I think what they've done is deplorable, detestable. But do we try to just end their life going forward?
You know, actions have consequences. And we live in a society right now where people want to do whatever it is that they want to do and not have any consequences for it. They want to lie. They want to cheat. They want to wreak havoc. And then when it comes time to pay the piper, they don't want to do that. They want to cry and set up GoFundMes. And so when this child who could have seen something shiny or a piece of candy or a phone in her purse that they wanted to play that their mother told them they couldn't play.
Yep.
Five-year-old child reached over there. She could have audited and said, I'm sorry, whose child is this? You know, if she's at a park, I'm guessing she has children. And typically people who have kids have compassion for other kids. And apparently her compassion stopped at the color of this child's skin. And so she immediately thought the worst of the child. Like, this child at 5 years old has developed a mentality of criminal behavior and is pickpocketing people like he's, been in the game for 55 years instead of just five, apparently. And so she immediately goes to this, you know, stereotypical thought pattern that some white people have about some black people. And so the fact that somebody was recording this and she didn't snap out of it, Chad, and then challenged her to do it and she did it again, you know, you're going to lose your job over that. You're going to lose your friends. You're probably going to be judged and frowned upon at church. So the fact that instead of apologizing and asking for mercy, that she sets up a GoFundMe and starts using these golden tears, and what we call golden tears, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this term, it's what happens to white women when they go Karen and then they want to cry and not have consequences, as if the tears are going to wash away what they've done. And so she wants to use these golden tears as if that's going to wash away this video that 9 million people have seen at this point. And the fact that she is setting up a GoFundMe, thinking that these tears are going to generate some revenue for her, is really insulting, not just to the child and their family, right? Because this child might need therapy. How about setting up a GoFundMe for the child and the therapy? How about doing something to say you're sorry and letting us see that you? But no, she's worried about herself. Oh my God, I lost my job. I can't go to church. They leaked my information. Nobody would even know who you were if you wouldn't have been walking around calling the 5 year old child the N word. So actions have consequences, and sometimes those consequences are harsh. I don't know if you remember this, Chad, but back in the day, they used to have a rule called three strikes. Right? Mm-hmm. Where if someone did something one time or two times or three times, that was it. You were deemed a person who was not fit to be in this society. And that rule was really kind of implemented toward black people as if they were non-redeemable. Mm-hmm. And so you got that three strikes and you were out and there was no way that you could redeem yourself. And so sometimes, every now and again, the shoe happens to be on the other foot. And that sometimes is today.
4,000 people have donated. Let me just chime in.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you don't have $1 million in there. I'm surprised there's not as much money in there as there were of people that viewed this. Yeah. I'm sure by the end of the weekend, she'll be a millionaire. That's my guess. My guess is that 1 million people will donate money to her. And that just lets you know where we are in society, which is why, Chad, I won't be letting my kids go nowhere by themselves. Like, Brandon has a field trip. They're going to the Twins game. And I said, who's chaperoning and where can we sign up? They said, oh, no, there's not going to be any chaperones. I said, oh, no, because my child is going to a baseball game with a bunch of people that's going to be drinking beer and eating popcorn. And he might accidentally bump into somebody. And he's a little black boy with autism. And I don't want no misunderstandings. So either me and my ex-husband are going or ain't nobody going. The buses will be sitting here idling in the parking lot. One of us is going. So needless to say, Sean is signed up to go. But this is why black parents are so hypersensitive about how our kids are viewed in society, especially our children with special needs who may not have situational awareness. And so they really, Chad, I don't take any chances. And you see me. My kids don't go anywhere without me because I don't want a situation like this happen.
Let me jump in because I want to pause and I want to get some reaction here. She alleges on the crowdfunding page that the individual stepped into film, followed a car, and claims he has a criminal history. Now, the Rochester Post Bulletin.
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. She didn't even apologize.
Hang on. Let me finish. The Post Bulletin has yet been able to identify the person who filmed the video. So I'm kind of confused on how she knows right away this person is criminal.
Because if the five-year-old black kid is criminal, every black person that she encounters is, of course, a criminal. Like, the child can't just be accidentally digging in her purse because he saw a phone or a piece of candy. He's got to be trying to get her credit card number because, of course, at 5 years old, he's online downloading furniture from Wayfair and TVs from Best Buy. Of course.
651-461-9226. Where is the line on how public when someone says something as despicable as this? Where is the punishment appropriate? Where are we now seeing crowdfunding pages to support the person because they felt like it was too far? What do you want to say? You can text 651-461-9226. Maybe I'm going to bring Shaletta to Stretch Lab. Put Shaletta on hold. Shaletta could use some time at Stretch Lab. She could use some flexibility. She could use maybe those quads are a little tight. Maybe the calves are tight. Maybe the lower back is tight. Doesn't matter who, you could go there. If you're someone who's physically fit, you're a CrossFit person, you're training all the time, you still want to have flexibility. Maybe you're someone who sits on that chair way, way too much. And you need help. You could be 85. You could be 10. They'll work with you. I've been going to Stretch Lab since 2019. First to Plymouth and now to multiple other locations. And I feel better every single time. I mean it. Every single time I walk out of Stretch Lab. Do it today. Half off your first visit. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So our schedule is a little bit different today. Shaletta, normally 105, She's now, guess what, right now, Major Garrett, normally 1235.
And the only reason I came is because I thought he was going to be here. You know, that's my crush. That's that's my newsman crush right there.
I mean, you people are just taking advantage of me. You know, it's just we'll show up when we want to show up. That's pretty much the policy of the folks.
We're really trying to book for, you know, more money. We're trying to push you, push you back against the wall so you could try to pay us more. We've been at this same rate for the past 4 years. It's time for you to come on.
I have control of that. You know that. So we're talking about this awful incident down in Rochester at a park. A white woman's there with her young child. She's suggesting that a black child, 5 years old, grab some stuff. She immediately used the N-word. Then she, when dared, continued to use it. And I'm going to get to a text on that. She then reports are that she lost her job. She now has started a crowdsource, a GoFundMe page to help her out. She's already garnered hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we're debating.
Not get another job. Not get another job. No, no. Yeah. Just go sit at home and let you, you know, pour money into her lap.
So the line is, because I'm never, ever, ever going to defend someone who's saying this about a five-year-old or, by the way, a 25, 45, 65-year-old. But where is the line, by the way? Where's also the line for the folks who are donating the money? Are they donating the money because they don't have a problem with the N-word? They donating the money because they think it's an overreaction? What are they saying? Let's get some text here. I think we should crowdfund a one-way bus ticket to Guatemala for this vile woman. Another text. The biggest issue is not that she used the N-word. The worst issue is she said when you act like one, which means she believes numerous people of color are bad. That is such a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Such good point. And it's such an a pressing point, and it points out some awfulness that needs to be drawn out. Somebody says it's bad, but where's free speech? Okay. Free speech is protected from legal matters. I don't think she's going to face any legal matters. But
probably not. Probably
that doesn't
not.
Mean you can say anything anywhere and have no reaction.
Consequence.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. She doesn't want to have consequence. So she loses. So this tells me a lot about this woman. A five-year-old child, she alleges, takes something from her, and she assumes that he's a criminal. The person records her, and she continues to say the racial slur. She loses her job, and instead of feeling embarrassed or ashamed or going to find another job, she expects the rest of us to pour money into her lap and take care of her financially so that she can grieve over the fact that she was caught doing some of the despicable.
I got to jump in. You're right.
I think I've just learned about as much as I can about this woman, and I don't think that this lady has any redeeming qualities. Three strikes for me, and she's out.
Yep. I got to go. We're up against the clock. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.